I addressed in the first chapter that at the heart of the crisis in American Christianity is a question so many people must answer sooner and more often than generations before them. It's the question of whether we're missing out on life's best by following Christ. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus shares a story about a young man who was wrestling with those same questions. It's the story of the prodigal son. And Jesus told this story to help us answer those questions correctly. You see, one of the amazing things about Scripture is that although it was written 2,000 years ago, its truths are timeless and it's incredibly relevant. It accurately diagnoses modern-day questions. The Bible's ability to address the deepest problems of my heart is honestly one of the reasons I believe in God. How is a 2,000-year-old book so relevant? I recently heard a pastor say, "Every book I've ever read, I read it. But when it comes to the Bible, it reads me." That is why I'm convinced God wrote it, and he told this story because he knew his children would one day face a world where they would question whether following him was our best choice in life. The prodigal son is relevant for many of us because this young man's temptations are our temptations, his story, our story. And through it, Jesus has two goals. First, he is painting a picture of how God deals with his sons and daughters who have entered into a season of rebellion. And second, I'm convinced, he tells this story as a cautionary tale. Far too many of us who love the Lord still walk the same road as the prodigal. And this story helps us see the folly of this young man's decisions. Throughout the rest of this book, we will look at this young man's journey verse by verse, part by part, in the hope that we can learn the lessons from the prodigal son's life without having to experience the gut-wrenching consequences for ourselves. Before we move ahead, I know some of you have decided at this point that this book isn't for you. You decided that because we are going to accept the authority of the Bible, the lessons taught here might not work for you. But I want to reassure you that I have friends just like you in Austin. No, I don't know you, but I know many people like you, who believe the Bible is on the same level with Aesop's Fables, the Iliad, or Shakespeare's plays. A book that's earned its place in history, but a book like other books. And while I hope to persuade you that the Bible is not a normal book, that it contains literal words of life, I want to challenge you to listen to the words Jesus spoke thousands of years ago, because you might be surprised at how much of your own story you can find in them. How it all began. If you aren't familiar with the story or parable of the prodigal son, it is a story about a young man who grew up on a farm alongside his father and older brother. Jesus begins the tale by getting right to the point. The younger brother isn't happy. He's discontent. And he's grown restless living the life he's always known. And he's about to make a radical decision. The young man decides to leave his father and brother and take off for a new city and a new life. It's a bold decision, but before he breaks the news to his family, he makes an even bolder, darker decision. Watch what Jesus says in Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 12. And he said, "A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that falls to me.' So he divided his wealth between them." We learn in the first two sentences of the parable that not only did the young man inform his father that he was leaving home for a new life, but incredibly, before he left, he asked his dad if he could have his share of the inheritance. Like I said, that's bold. Think about how painful that must have been for his father. It would have been hurtful enough for the young man.